If you have questions, just ask one. Yeah. And hold the press and hold for a while. Yeah, press and hold for a while.
Hello? Yeah. Anna? Hello? Yeah, Ken Rinpoche, my question, can you hear me? My question relates to lesson 20. You mentioned that the first three dominant forms of the three poisons, this will motivate the immovable karma, results rebirth in the form and formless realm. You also mentioned that the three poisons in the manifest form, the one lead to the accumulation of meritorious karma and lead to rebirth in the desire realm. But then after that, you mentioned that it is said that strong manifest anger does not motivate the accumulation of immovable karma. I understand that. But manifest attachment and manifest obscuration can motivate the accumulation of immovable karma. Does these three forms refer to the first three mental poison? You mentioned that manifest attachment and manifest obscurations can motivate the accumulation of immovable karma. That is the second part. But first part, I have no qualm. It's the second part, I have the qualm. Because first part, you mentioned that the three dormant poisons, mental poisons, that one will lead to the accumulation of immovable karma. I understood. The second part, you mentioned that manifest mental poisons will lead to the rebirth in the desire realm. I understood. But then after that, you carry on saying that it is said that manifest attachment and manifest obscuration will lead to the accumulation of immovable karma. So my question is these two afflictions related to the first three mental poisons, dormant mental poisons, or does it relate to the fourth mental poison, which is the manifest strong arrival, manifest afflictions? I'm a bit confused on this part. The first two, I already told you, I have no qualm. Mm. But it's the second part. You mentioned that it is said that strong manifest anger does not motivate the accumulation of immovable karma. That is fine. But manifest attachment and manifest obscuration can motivate the accumulation of immovable karma. Immovable karma is the projecting karma that results in rebirth in the form and formless realm. This part I don't understand. So does the manifest attachment and manifest obscuration relate to the dormant mental poison? So the dormant mental poison can be the seeds, can also be the manifest afflictions. Is that right to say that? So there's no difference between the fourth, which is the strong manifest afflictions.
Okay. Tanya kovato is just makovato is just. Tanya kumi to tati re tanda tanda dipche kushai no kala. Ah, palanya wa sum shai no kala. Koro tsekoro no palanya wa sum suni ko. Mujyo ikichi shikimi to wa. 제선 니 몸페나 팔아냐고 숨세 티콩라 문제와 육축을 해야세시 그냥 가서 나야 돼 문제와 육축을 해 가려요르스나 조조다 팔아냐고 숨세야 돼 조조보기 팔아냐고 찍고 마셔 티콩라 문제와 육축을 해서 간세는 강부가 맞자고 편지기 내사기 도시하다 띠물로서 봐 육축을 해서 어떡시는 나발에 가서
What I said was this. The first three forms of defilements out of the nine, The first three are the dormant desire, dormant anger, and dormant obscuration. But I said that the manifest attachment and manifest obscuration can be included in the this the category of the dormant attachment and dormant obscuration because they can motivate the accumulation of immovable karma. So, what I said was basically that the manifest attachment and manifest obscurations can be included in the category of the dormant attachment and dormant obscuration. Reason being that they can motivate the accumulation of immovable karma. That's it. But that is not the same as saying that the dormant dormant attachment is the same as a manifest attachment. No. Can be included.
Not the same.
Category of defilements here out of the nine is listed as the strong manifestation of those three poisons. They're not those three poisons are not listed separately, right? The manifest forms, but rather they're listed classified under this one category. And essentially, they are the strong manifestation of the three mental poisons that lead to the accumulation of projecting karma for birth in the desire realm.
Yeah, clear? Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Go, go there.
Can we push it? When I went for a walking meditation retreat, I was told that attachment to the pleasurable experience during that kind of retreat, when you just try not to think of anything and observe the movement of your body, will result in accumulation of immovable karma at the form and formless realm. So, can one example of such manifest attachment that will lead to accumulation of immovable karma in the form and formless realms? Is one example would be attachment to the pleasure of meditation.
So attachment to pleasure arising from the meditation of us ordinary folks can constitute the accumulate can lead to the accumulation of immovable karma or not? That's your question, right?
곰잡지않니곰을잡아있나
곰을곰잡지않니곰
잡아있나어아니곰곰이잡지않니레사가되
고있어
I don't think. What do you think? I don't think. What do you people think? What do you people think? Question. When you meditate, you attach to meditate, whether you accumulate karma to reborn in the formless realm, form realm. Hello.
It is difficult to accumulate the karma to be born in the higher realms. Higher realm here meaning the form in the formless realms. You will need to, you must have to achieve one of the concentrations or an access to one of those concentrations. Yeah. In order to accumulate immovable karma, you need a very good concentration. And good concentration here means minimum, you need to have calm abiding.
Oh, that's it. Huh? Okay, that's quite enough. So don't worry. Anyway, okay, that's it. Come, come, any more. Then there's a chance to get the chisha, then you get the chisha.
Okay, sorry. Just a quick point of clarification. Amongst the three mental poisons, the three that we are always told is attachment, anger, and ignorance. But in the context of the discussion here, we hear alternative terms being used. One is dormant obscuration or dormant bewilderment. I just want to clarify if there is some, in the context of this particular text that we are studying, is there some subtle difference against ignorance, or can we just use the term ignorance? Because that's the one we are most familiar with. Mm. But here we are using alternative terms like obscuration and bewilderment. So I just want to clarify, do those two terms suggest something slightly different?
Timur.
디무 미시 다티카 다다 토다니 지바레 다츠 다 용다 메도 카리나 바데 디목다 마릭 바스다 다 토다니 지가 바베레 다 컨
different words in Tibetan yeah here it's But if you settle on the meaning, then they have to settle on pretty much the same thing, the meaning. But the word is different in Tibetan. So, yeah, the word is different. So it's timu, as opposed to marikpa for ignorance. Yeah. But the meaning, what is driving it, is pretty much the same. Yeah.
Oh, tenderisha. Timuk. Timuk. Dasharishin, Namas. Karijan, Jinala, Timusin.
Timuk, they are obscuration, you do. Obscuration, you do.
Obscuration, they are not
in the Jeffrey Hopkins, he bewilderment. Shemazin, you do.
Shemai, come on. But don't touch about the
thing.
What is it? Takazan of the Tomba. That Tomba share cup to head. That person of Tomba in your mountain zoo. Tomba in Egypt in zoo. That Tolam get to be pangway. Tesn't that Tolam Nala? Sobaje, Shabaje, sitting there, tangy, you go here. What is it?
Okay. So we were talking about the path of seeing abandonment in the last lesson. And so we talk about the afflictions, which are path of seeing abandonments, or the afflictive obscurations, which are path of seeing abandonments. Then there is the discussion on the eight forbearances and the eight knowledges.
Penal, Chusu, Sidwana, Kasolita, Penal, Tungal, Chusu, Kunjun, Chusu, Kopa, Chusu, Lam, Chusu, Lam, Chata, Totani, Dinshi, Ting, Chuni, Topachane, Mintoxin, Tang, Yore, Annie, Tat, Tinde, Dungal, Tempe, Ting, Chuni, Toyanza, Yutung, Yuja, Rigi, Yore, Chesanta, Yuji, Tingita,
So, there are the four noble truths. So, from the perspective of seeing the suchness of those four noble truths, then you have the four forbearances. Yeah, forbearance of true suffering, forbearance of, I guess you can say, forbearance of true suffering, forbearance of true origins, forbearance of true cessation, forbearance of true path. Then, from the perspective of seeing the suchness of the wisdom that realizes the suchness of those four noble truths, from the perspective, then there are the four subsequent forbearances. Yeah. So altogether, there are these eight forbearances. They are the uninterrupted path or the path of seeing. These eight are nominally different, but in essence, one. So, one entity, different isolates.
Oh, to see that tiki, anisi, karsanapuki, tongbang, that tongbang, nyumong, tongbang, nyumong, sabungi, onyanche, tindig anisi, that tongbang, tongbang, osum, son, satu to be negab chagar, tongbang to be negab chagar, or tea negab zota, chunimato, and conservative kaya manaji chagar.
So So the uninterrupted path for the path of seeing is the direct antidote to the afflictions which are path of seeing abandonments, and the uninterrupted path for the path of seeing is also the direct antidote to the seeds of the afflictions that are path of seeing abandonments. So in the uninterrupted path of the path of seeing, in the perspective of that wisdom, there are no afflictions. Yeah.
동파로.
There are no afflictions which are part of seeing abandonments. Yeah.
어떠시니? 다 뒤에 가르스나 따고 뒤에 가볼라 동반이 뭐 이렇게 두고야 말해 동반이 뭐 서브야 뒤에로 융투기야 말해 소소다 이제 뭐 똑단데 막 깨위 아니 이제 깨 못해야지 수업하래 이제 뭐 똑된 뒤에 두기 아니 란줄에 깨 미루와 깨 못해야지 수업하래 이내다 남로 남무슨 단도 두기야 말해 그러고 고유래 깨기를 없으면 깨기 말해 고 이제 뭐 똑단데 말해서 융 못해야지 다 계획이 과거비 말해 이제 부득이 딱딱 가셔야지.
So during the uninterrupted path or the path of seeing, because it is a very powerful antidote, a direct antidote to the afflictions which are path of seeing abandonments, so there is no opportunity for those afflictions to arise. They cannot arise, but they're not abandoned yet.
어떻게니? 다 티네 아니 디지라 가서라다 가서라 보기 소바 시바게 스님다다 민다야 다가나 시티야다 조조 지바라 고라다 냠샤 튠지인자 다 대시 춘지 동주 세네 다 주시 아니 아니 가서라다 주시다 주스 어떻게니? 다 주스 아래
주시 시바로
주시 아니 갈로다 지산
주시다 지심해
주시
지심해
아
심하기로
갈로다 측대나 갈로 당부디 들어와
주시
주시
지시
지시 면도 들어야 관심. 지시 어떻게
Then the uninterrupted path or the path of seeing, where we talk about those eight forbearances, right? So here is in relation to someone who is who have actualized the path of seeing for the very first time. So then in that same meditative equipoise, then that individual achieves the path of release of the path of seeing and achieves what we call the eight knowledges, of which there are four knowledges and four subsequent knowledges. So altogether there are eight knowledges.
근데 춘이도 유지기 등이 춘이도 전에 아니 걸어다 지시 소득심인다.
So it's similar to the eight forbearances. So from the perspective of realizing the suchness of the Four Noble Truths, the object. Then we have the four knowledges from the perspective of actually seeing the suchness of the subject that realizes the suchness of the Four Noble Truths. Then there are the four subsequent knowledges.
Oh, 读起来，他懂得点，他懂得音，他确实，确实是读到。
So you have the forbearances, yeah, which is the uninterrupted path of the path of seeing. Then the subsequent, the knowledges are the path of release of the path of seeing, which is achieved after the intellectually acquired afflictions are abandoned. Okay, so there are the eight knowledges and the eight forbearances and the eight knowledges. So collectively, they are called or known as the 16 moments of forbearance and knowledge. According to the topic, the Nyamdoro, Kichang Chuduwa. So, yeah, according to the Rasangika Middle Way Consequence School, the eight forbearances are achieved simultaneously. Then the eight knowledges are also achieved. When they are achieved simultaneously, the eight knowledges. Okay, then the next, so we have two more defilements to go, right? Out of the nine, so the eighth is the defilements, they are abandoned by the impure grounds. Then you have the defilements that are dependent on the pure grounds, yeah.
What is it?
So then in verse 132, these are defilements are basically listed as a summary, right? So are indicated by the 9 examples of the coverings of a lotus and so forth, but the divisions of coverings of afflictive of afflictions are beyond the limits of number. And then
this one. That tenema, Anish, tissue, did it, that cancer, that jibatin, so cancer, sucular, you are, say, that on that is why to which men, that is, sucular, or senator, was in a tidy. Tidy tag is chivan, and does your lot on load and town, Jimmy, she don't cheat on need on you. Mata means that cancer, sucular, the jibatin, mata by your senator, son of Tuxin sweat.
Okay, so 132 and 133 are like the short, basically, summary. Then, who are the individuals, the persons who possess these defilements? Yeah. So they are shown in verse 134. By way of possessing impurity mainly through 4, 1, 2, or 2 of these defilements respectively, then you have the childish, the 4 destroyers, the learners, and the intelligent ones. So the first 3 defilements are dormant anger, dormant attachment, and dormant bewilderment. Yeah, and the 4th are the strong manifestation of those 3. So these the first 4 defilements are possessed by ordinary beings who have not entered any path.
What is it?
Then the 5th defilement, the levels of the predisposition of ignorance, possessed by the hearer, 4 destroyers, and the solitary realizer, 4 destroyers. Who possesses the levels of the predisposition of ignorance? So in this verse, it is the 4 destroyers, the arhats. The path of seeing abandonments and the path of meditation abandonments are found in the mental continuum of learners. Learners here include ordinary beings who have entered a path, and can also include the Hinayana trainee superiors. Learner superiors.
Otoxin, Chitanta, Loba, Sutogalata, Penangan, Loba, Miloba, Sedis, or Pogalamla, Shuni, Shinaki, Shigar, Sosuki, never Loba, Milubik, 람라 모시고 내가 그 로바 밀어버서 당해도 기자금이도 와. 또 로바 세도 또 람라 슈네다. 로바 세지 텔라다 소수주 용주래 바바 용주래. 와 어때?
So when we talk about a learner and a non-learner, the word learner is not used for ordinary beings who have not entered a path. So the word learner is used for those beings who have entered a path, and that would include ordinary beings who have entered the path.
어 독신이 따또 다니 따러 따거나 직거나 나왔으나 따들에 동반도 고반된소 따러비 길라요아레스 따거나 직날 되시고도 와.
Anyway, according to the so here the word learner is used, isn't it? Right in this verse. So, what kind of defilements are in their mental continuum? The defilements are the path of seeing abandonments and the path of meditation abandonments.
독신이 알아봤다. 독신도 되네. 다 되네마 안에시다. 로덴 다 로덴스도 다 찬주스마 쓰네 독신이. 저도 로덴 덴바스 로덴스 찬주스의 명착이어래. 그래서 찬주스의 규라 안에시다. 마도 사전다 안에 탑에 살아들면 집어서 어떡신이 요하레스 독신이.
And the intelligent ones here in this verse 134, the intelligent ones are the bodhisattvas. And what are the defilements that they that are found in their mental continuum? They are the defilements of the seven impure grounds and the defilements that are dependent on the three pure grounds.
어 독신이 따뜻한 티레 따 거서 따 강사 티데드네 귤 하다 디바틴스 티데드네 마타고 요래 세시 이바레 따 쓰리 따 티레 다시 한번 기부로.
So yeah, so this is the meaning of verse 134. Basically identifying the persons who possess the different defilements.
어떻지? 다 되네마 다 집세기 아니지 빼다 된 주든 자네마 시발게 된 거를 뒤져놨다. 너 집세기 다 빼인 거를 된 거를 다고 주든 자지마 시에게 남자들 뒤져놨다.
Then next follows a quite a long explanation on applying the examples. You know, that exemplify the defilements to the defilements that they exemplify.
Looks like.
So I'm going to explain based on the root text, the verses from the root text. So you have to refer to the verses as we go along.
어시마키면 다기도 지대다기 신앙을 다시 롭당 로덴당 림시 시당 신 니단이 마다 니 스펜디 자와디 마 록도가나 가레시 지기에 소속과나 지기하다 다들
다기도 빼나. So yeah, for example, verse 134, by way of possessing impurity, many through four, one, two, and two of these defilements respectively, and then the childish, the four destroyers. You have the childish, the four destroyers, learners, and the intelligent ones. So when you read that verse, then if you have if you understood what I just said, that's okay. Yeah, fulfilled the purpose of explaining that verse.
You understand? 다 들으셔, 다 간시. 어떻게, 다 되네, 마 들으셔. 다, 지다, 들에. 다, 다, 니 못, 되나, 다, 당보다, 두숭이, 발라냐와, 디담군년담와탐보다디다디베르잔의셰라티레디슈티다디네망찌거르지도와지다뺨에답기대스디네마다지다미장미정바대신차로제남지도바디미유인체군년담와미장다스다도신다미장와다다와세요디버트다나니모담보시리송에다
Okay, verses 135 to 138, I think. It's an explanation of the first four defilements, yeah. The three dormant poisons and the strong arousal or the manifestations of those three.
어떻게니다디나수한테다당보빼나다다빼마스다당신놈이갔어네다다빼마다주둔자는시알을티래다빼마디아니지동마다담리깨나야담에지빼마디동마통에도가나이동원전잡아깨아니지직조도델라델라미그잡아아니독조해시와어다가나시잡아서야돼다가래아니지그유카야로미네아니담보가와깨아니유디지인도잡아디야마또또해어떤데시다차고대단자네숨어있드리시오
당바리게임에
아
당바리게임당바리게임으로아니
지단배만답게돼둔둔게네이가동신의가원미줄라도자가원대신오스다다시올라와서찍되게드립다
Okay, so verse 135 just as a lotus born from the mudPleases the mind when it is present, when it's fresh. But later, you know, then it doesn't please. So likewise, it's the same with, so it is the example, exemplifying the meaning, meaning here being referring to the dormant desire. Yeah.So likewise, when the latencies of desire become manifest, attachment through, these are all exemplifications, yeah. Through improper mental application, one is happy. But when later on, then one becomes unhappy.
어떻게생각해?다들으시오.다들으마.다들으시오.다들으시오.다들으시오.지다소자라면은신도중에동대다대신시당깨봐는영원두바까울시오.다시오당독신이다.
And the next verse, anger is likened to bees. Yeah. So just as bees, having become greatly disturbed, sting, so when manifest anger is generated from the latencies of hatred, then whereby pangs of suffering are generated in one's and other's heart.
어떻게니다다다디나소한테나시래뺀나다뺀나다뺀나공조진조디기인도가라디래뺀나소세당마나신세아니당매아니슈트인도가라아니신라둥댁체아니둥대도가라당마코라갈리시루도와라파라블라나바치파라블라나바치와랑라니시나바치무용하시아니랑레소야직조해지다당신니가라나바치해지다공조디다대당충발했어랑랑넘어치무치다낭시시랑넘어치무치에서어떤데레스
Bees when they are disturbed they attack people and when they sting when they attack people they themselves die after they have stung yeah, the victim isn't that right soThe bee causes others to lose their life, and they lose their life as well. Yeah. So anger destroys or hurts others and ourselves.
어떻게나를쇼다드네마아니직들쇼지들에서영보내주려보내좀봐다대신영보탄다마머리공에부귀티소태다머리봐서다독스빼주지않으세요
And next is the example.Exemplifying obscuration. Just as a kernel of rice and so forth is not seen when obstructed on the outside by the husk, so the perception of the factuality of the essence is obstructed by the eggshell of ignorance.
어 답에 대도 충바 따던다 티레 따 마리바디 갑데티니 가르스나 따 디모 따 마리바 따티 아니 때문에 마리바 대지티 떡이 안 감디시니 부집제 안 감디시니 뭐 웃음을 통하나 아니 디버셔버렸어 따던다 따 베티테네 따티 바레 감디시니 부집제 마리바디.
So she had a kernel of rice, that which is you know, obstructed by which we can't see because there's a husk. So likewise, our apprehension of true existence, our ignorance, obscures Tathagata essence, and as a result, you know, we are obscured from seeing or realizing our Tathagata essence.
어떻게 다치던 미상 미툰 바 대신 차는 지는 이 두 번째 주인세 군에 당한 미상도 왔다 되기다 전임 모시바 다 두수미 군에 나 군에 당한 작보 세지다 디 미상은 배전에 송해 드리신다.
So the next verse is explaining the fourth defilement, the strong manifestation of the three mental poisons, you know? And by likening it to filth. Yeah. So just as filth is disagreeable, so because of being a cause of many faults such as reliance and so forth, through the desire of those having attachment, that which is aroused, you know, by the three poisons is a source of renunciation, like a pile of filth. So as to how you relate the example of filth to the strong arousal of these the three mental poisons. Here, in this verse, it talks about desire, isn't it? Right? So, for desire here, primarily referring to sexual desire. So, for my sexual desire has to be, is dependent, this such kind of attachment dependent on the semen and blood, which are here in this case referred to as something which is undesirable, filthy.
Tolam Toyana, Jigchi, Statunda Tisugure, Rua,
So likewise, basically, the strong arousal of the three mental poisons are likened to this failure, unclean substance, for the obscure the achievement of the path of seeing. So, yeah, I'm just trying to see how do you make the relationship between the example and the meaning here. Yeah. So, the filth here, I'm referring to the substances, yeah, semen and blood, which one needs to depend on for desire, yeah, and in this case, primarily sexual desire. Here, then likewise, then my depending on the strong arousal of the three mental poisons, then one is obscured and blocked from achieving the path of seeing. Because of the strong arousal manifestations of the mental poisons, then we cannot achieve the Arya paths. And if one cannot achieve the Arya path, then we continue to accumulate the karma to be born in cycling existence.
What did they matter? That's what I came to that time. The Koratawan, that did this to the Tashima him. That dinema, the Maripaja is sudden. Should the Mercedes, Anishita Nurgi Dibena, Missetin, Middle the Tishija were on June Yins, Maripaja, say tip sotos.
Next, applying the example to the next defilement, the levels of the predisposition of ignorance. Just as a great treasure of wealth is obstructed by the earth, and therefore the poor do not know of it and do not obtain the treasure. So for beings, they are bereft of these the wealth and good qualities. So the self-arisen good qualities is obstructed by the levels of the predisposition of ignorance.
Oh, took sin. That did it. That penata. Nor get that chumbo sala. You want to say it in it. Anish did it. Tommy to it. I bet they should do. Anish is not just simply gula. Anish is Rangjung loves it to come to sing in Bala. So I said it. Rangjung says to Tawakron. Anit tea, anit tima tatata. Anish is Tawa Tobala. Animari Paji say. Dipje, ani matomaris.
So just as this is, we will not be able to see a treasure that is buried underground because it's covered by the earth, isn't it? Likewise, the self-arisen, here refers to the Tathagata essence. Because of the levels of the predispositions of ignorance, we cannot uncover this Tathagata essence, we cannot separate the defilements from the Tathagata essence. So there is a time, an opportunity to see the Tathagata essence, that is complete, that is free of all the defilements, isn't it? There's a time, an opportunity for that. But what obstructs us from seeing that is the levels of the predisposition of
ignorance.
And the next two verses are explaining, connecting the example to the next two defilements, the path of seeing abandonments and the path of meditation abandonments. Just as through the gradual growing of a sprout and so forth, the covering over the seeds is gradually rent asunder, so through seeing suchness, the afflictions which are to be abandoned by the path of seeing are overcome. From relation with the path of the superiors, the object of abandonment by the exalted wisdom of the path of meditation of those who have overcome the essence are indicated as like tattered garments. So just as through the gradual growing of a sprout, yeah. So there's a seed that has the capacity, you know, to transform into a sprout, isn't it? The sprout issues off from the seed gradually, right, and then becomes a sprout, right? So as that happens, you know, then the covering of the seed is just torn, yeah, and then it disappears, right? So likewise, first through seeing emptiness directly for the first time, when one achieves the path of seeing, when one realizes selflessness directly, one enters into the uninterrupted path of the path of seeing, and then when one breaks through from that realization, right? With that realization, one breaks or goes into the path of release of the path of seeing, where the afflictions, the intellectually acquired afflictions are abandoned.
Right?
So next, the path of meditation abandonments are likened to tattered garments. From relation with the path of superiors, the objects of abandonment by the exalted wisdom of the path of meditation of those who have overcome the essence are indicated as like tattered garments.
That 탱맹이 꼴록 두지도 땡겨지게 빵과야 다 탱맹이 잡아 있는 데
So when one achieves the uninterrupted path of the path of seeing, then an uninterrupted path of the path of seeing acts as a direct antidote to the intellectually acquired afflictions. Yeah, it acts as a direct antidote to the intellectually acquired view of the transitory collection, and then these are abandoned by the path of seeing, and then the defilements, the objects of abandonment that are left behind, right? And if we speak from the perspective of the Hinayana, so these defilements, they are left to be abandoned, yeah? Likened to tattered garments, and they are to be abandoned from the we are talking about the perspective of Hinayana. These leftover defilements are to be abandoned by the Vajra-like meditative stabilization of the path of meditation. So then the next two paragraphs are not really, basically related to the last two defilements. Yeah? The defilements dependent on the impure grounds, and the defilements related with the pure grounds. So first, 142, the defilements dependent upon the seven impure grounds are similar to the defilements of the covering of a womb. Like being freed from the covering of the womb, the arising of the exalted non-conceptual wisdom is like the birth of a developed universal monarch. Then the defilements related with the three pure grounds are to be known as like the an earthen mold that covers a statue. They are overcome by the Vajra-like meditative stabilization of those great beings. So this 142, verse 142 is talking about the defilements that are dependent upon the seven impure grounds.
Yeah.
In order to achieve the non-conceptual wisdom of the eighth ground, the person who is to achieve this non-conceptual wisdom of the eighth ground must first free himself or herself from the defilements related to the seventh ground, right? It's only when one frees, one is freed from the defilements, defilements are related to the seventh ground, only then can he achieve the exalted non-conceptual wisdom, yeah, of eighth ground. Just like when in this and achieving this non-conceptual wisdom of the eight grounds, likened to the birth of a universal monarch, yeah, coming out from the womb, yeah, right? He's to come out from the womb, right?
What to say? Issuing forth, yeah. What to say? That dinema, anishita, consorti, what he? Tabasasung, jibati, anishi, pena, cuts, penas, tabas, undaswag, that lugun, tedam dawashita, tabasasung, jibat, lugun, tawas, what to say, pejanes, where.
And the defilements related with the three pure grounds are likened to the mold, no? In which we cast a statue of Buddha, for example. So you have a mold, yeah, in which you cast your statue, and let's say if you are making a statue with gold, yeah, isn't it? So after the statue has formed, in order to review that statue, you have to extract it from the mold, you have to break open the mold, isn't it? It has to be freed from the mold, right? So likewise, one has to overcome the defilements related with the three pure grounds, and they are to be overcome by the uninterrupted path at the end of the continuum of a sentient being.
Oh, to see this one, that that chaso chimaku, bema la so tata, so that it turned to do it.
Then the next verse is a summary. In that way, the nine defilements, desire and so forth, are similar to the examples, lotus and so forth. So, yeah.
Oh, that thing is just that thing. Ma, this time thing. That deep shock. Come here. That better. Children, just share it. That thing. Ma, yeah, deep shock. That get deep shock. What? That deep shock. That.
So up to here, we have been talking about that which obscures, basically the obscurer. Yeah. Then next is a discussion of that which is obscured.
So far
we have been talking about the nine obscuring factors, yeah. Isn't it? The obscurer, so to speak. The nine obscuring factors, right? The defilements are basically, right? Defilements are that which obscure, isn't it? So you have to know what they are and when do they exist.
Oh, tukse. That tanda tinde that tishya mahi na kanyi mga zu namche dushi namche mangpo ji shikya that dushi sinita ta dushi le gyawas that tanda rwa
So when you have some idea of the nine defilements, the nine obscuring factors, then when we talk about the four maras, then you understand the explanation better. You hear about the four maras, isn't it? Buddhahood is about being victorious over the four maras, right? The Buddhas have gained victory. They're the victorious ones, isn't it? Because they've gained victory over the four maras. And of the four maras, first we have the Pumbudu, the mara of the aggregates.
Oh, 독신이. 다 디스도 가라 아니지 가소래. 거기 봉부두 세라 아니 타와 락바 디데게 남샤 제일 그요래. 저상다. 저저 락바 세디 봉부두 락바스나 가르세나 저 남주 먼저 사신 야월림이 봉부 세디다. 봉부두 락바 책이요래. 디 저저 가르세나 다 사신 야월림 봉부 중에 뒤대 저 레다 니모나 되네. 중대배 땅 먼저 주기다 사신 야월림 봉부스나 봉부두 락바 차야지 어때래.
So the mara aggregate can be explained in its coarse or subtle form. So the coarse mara of the aggregate refer to the usual, you know, contaminated, appropriated aggregates which arise from karma and afflictions.
어떻게 that deshikar, that tinema, that karsore, that pumbutu tawasena, that karsena, sozo, maripasek, sadam, samek, lela, ten and dube, takadamatu yiki rashing, lu, says it down to tishigadi, tilata, that pumbutu tawasena, what did deshila shy, what did it?
So the mara, the subtle mara of the aggregates referred to the mental body, which arises from the levels of the predispositions of ignorance and uncontaminated karma. Yeah. Right? You got it? The mental body, right?
Oh, that doesn't it. That. 로타티 팀으로 왔더니 님몽베 두 세들아야 만나서 타라 샤치고 요래 그리고 님몽베 두 세디 조조다 님몽 온주 왔죠 배나 잔여 두 니니니 슈 세다 님몽 온주 왔죠 다 가서래 그래 다 가서래 다 님몽 세디 가서 슈만나 시래 다 님몽 세디 조 탈바도 뭐 파트 줘야 되지 저기 요래 다티는 님몽베 뒤라 제티라 차바이고요레 그러와 아니지다 락타 락바스나니 다 자녀도 니니 있었다 님몽 온주 왔죠 다 님몽베 뒤 락바다 샤 어때래
so we've said earlier that the afflictions are the obscurations that obstruct the achievement of liberation, right? So, I forgot what was the second mara. So the second one is the mara of the afflictions. Yeah. So you can. Talk about the mara of the afflictions in terms of the coarse and subtle. Yeah. The coarse mara of the afflictions refer to the manifest afflictions. Yeah. The manifest afflictions. For example, you have the six root afflictions and the 20 secondary afflictions. Right. So the manifest forms.
어떻게 나 드네마 아니시다 뉴몽베 두 아니 타와스나 디샤베다 다 가서래다 그래 디샤베 사보트 소라샤에 비슷 그래
it's okay so that's the coarse mara of the afflictions yeah and this refers to the manifest afflictions themselves and the seeds placed or deposited by these afflictions are the subtle mara of the afflictions. You want me to?
Oh, today is ne. That is it. That go. That is it. That is ne ma. Ne kare. Ah, you want me to? You want me to? Ani. 치다가 뒤 어때요? 다 치다가 뒤 있어도 딱 나시네. 다 레다 니몽고 온기 다 람 다 속 라오메 바 까버치기 다 직시하러 와 까버치기 다 뒤 들어 치다가 뒤 있어도 레다 니몽 치고 해시다. 봐. 들어 치다가 뒤 라고서나 들어.
Next, you have the Mara of the Lord of Death. So there is death that occurs uncontrollably, yeah? Due to karma and afflictions, right? So that kind of death is the cause mara of the Lord of Death.
Oh, to see that the name of that chitta that you tamo say the that tawa say the that kaza yama shuma na shere that samji mihya be chipo say that to na yigira shing lu top sa do that do ani chiko chiwa le chuya ma le that samji mi chipo say the yung ashi that samji mi chipo say the that boi chitta that you tamo say no to the re
you can guess what's coming the subtle mara of the Lord of Death is the, what did I say in English? Inconceivable transference of death, right, isn't it? Of course, that happens when you have the mental body. Yeah? So even those who have achieved the mental body, they are not freed from death, so to speak, yeah. Because those who have that mental body still undergo this inconceivable transference of death, and this inconceivable transference of death is the subtle mara of the Lord of Death.
Oh, to see that, then ma, that the life do said that the shit the mangpuchi yungu that 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 kashi na na ni ampe na dusum marke dusum te. The ane tele tour chawa na parto chunga tele lai budus, bena kasore, bena chit nyumbu tu pumbu tu chida tu ane tele ane chita dusum tele tour chawa la jekchinga jorwa, tele lai budus ni tak beja kasi na tiyongwa.
Then you have the Mara of Deva Putra. Deva means God, Putra means son. The Mara of the Devil Putra. So in some texts, this Mara of the Devil Putra is, refers to the hindrance that prevents one from being free from those the first three Maras.
What is this? Danga pangeres, that Dundunga church in the land to the kitchen, purchasing a high produce in the Tarabion to send it to secure.
Well, if we talk about the Mara of the Devil Putra this in a very in a coarse way, this refers to Karamonju. I don't know what's the name in Sanskrit, I remember. Anyway, there's this being, this God, yeah. That apparently shoots the five kinds of arrows, and when you get hit by these arrows, then we then anger, attachment, ignorance, pride and perhaps jealousy. So depending on which arrow you come out. So anyway, so you get hit by somebody's arrow, then you know, of course then we, you know, practice of virtue gets interrupted.
어떻게 다 돈다지를 했던 나라의 부대세대들 조조다 스파게 님은 우주한테 제주 벌칭이 다 뒤서들에 당했다 그래 이나다 돈다님부터 디스도가나 다다 렉스 제르부질에서 세딩들도 나왔다 배나다 돌음 토인도 보다 사이 부위 뒤나 받침부터 해 알아 돌음 토인도 가라 잡내라 대중 사회 표준 해봐라 제상다 님부터도 표준 개투에서 말해 독신 하이브 뒤쪽 말에 스톨럼 터는 동안 하이브 뒤에 말에 소지 속도와.
So anyway, that's the yeah. So you know, this being shoots arrows, and you know, which is a condition for if you get hit by the arrows, then that's a condition for the manifest afflictions and manifest anger, desire, and so forth to arise. Yeah. Which then interrupts one's practice of virtue. And Jiu Rinpoche, in his work called The Golden Rosary of Good Explanation, he mentioned that once you achieve the path of seeing, then you are liberated and freed from this mara, the mara of Devaputra.
어떻게 따뜻하다. 우리 옹도 죽이나 가리나 먹으러 왔다.
So, what does this statement mean? Does it mean that when you have achieved prophecy, you are freed from the gross, of course, form of the Mara or Devaputra.
어떻게 되냐? 대신 온도 지나냐? 저기 다 온보 넘어이 나네. 다 변에 칠면도 왜 딱 터봤어? 다 졸음, 다 돈다 졸음. 온보 넘어이 나다 졸음. 내가 네 다티 라이프도 좀 그래서 어떻게 숨어도.
Then if you explain, look at it from the perspective of the Mahayana. So in terms of sharp faculty trainee, then for that bodhisattva on the path of preparation who has achieved the science of irreversibility, that bodhisattva cannot be overcome by this mara. Sharp faculty achieves this freedom from this mara of Devaputra on the path, minor path of preparation.
Yeah.
Then in Gyaltsep Jay's ornament of essential explanation, yeah, which is an explanation of Visanalankaraya, which is like basically a note taken by Gyaltsep Jay. He said that, well, as long as you possess the other three maras, then you will not be freed of the mara of Devaputra, yeah, which means you only be freed of that, yeah, when you have achieved enlightenment. Yeah.
어떻게 되는지 못해. 다 두시 세대 다 돈다 되는 때에서 양지 과체로 돼 있고요래. 아니 뭐가 jima ku shen yin ta du shi se ta ane tene ta du shi le chomba se ta san yin mato me ane kuwa te cha ya wa tere.
So anyway, now with this now you have some able to understand some understanding of what the four maras are, yeah. And you understand what it means to be victorious over the four maras.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Huh? Hold on.
Mm-hmm.